Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is Raven a bad person? That's what we have to decide right now.
I was only doing what I had to do to protect my property, protect my family, and my dogs.
Your family?
Yeah.
You had to protect the family?
Yes, of course. I had to protect my dogs from themselves. They go out there and they can't help themselves.
All right, go ahead. Explain what happened and then we'll be the judge.
Okay, so in my area, we've had a rabbit problem at my house for a number of years now at this point. I mean, it came to the point a couple of years ago where they basically had overrun the yard and you couldn't step anywhere without stepping into rabbit waste. Yeah. And I don't know what you know about rabbits, but man, they can go. They can go all day long, okay? And to my dogs, this is like a delicacy. They want to come out. They just don't even want to do their business in the backyard anymore. They just want to come out and go to the buffet.
It's disgusting.
That the rabbits have left behind.
We get it.
And there could be health problems with it, right? They could obviously get sick. You don't know what these rabbits are ingesting. We have other, you know, pests and rodents in the area that are, you know, you're trying to treat for or whatever. So, you know, I'm not a killer. I'm not a terrible person. So I have these have a heart traps and I catch the rabbits with a delicious mixture of apples and cabbage and, you know, spraying the cage with cider and all that stuff. And they tend to go in there from time to time. And then I take them for a drive 5 miles away so they can't find their way back. And then that's that.
You know, except you take
move
them
on.
5 miles away.
Yeah.
And you leave them to fend on their own in the woods somewhere, and they probably are not going to survive that. And you've taken them away from their family and their friends and everybody that they love.
I mean, I've read conflicting reports about this, that the rabbits can be solitary creatures and all that. There's no wild rabbit rescue. I'm sorry. They're not domesticated. They're not like, you know, beautiful white fluffy rabbits or whatever that you got for Easter. These are just, you know, wild hares that are running around all over the place. So I take them to another beautiful meadow and I release them out there. Now, listen, at first, you know, I felt real bad about it. I wanted to give them like a cheeseburger or like a, you know, an apple and send them on their way. But, you know, at this point, I just want to get them to where they're going safely. I put a towel over the cage as I transport them. It's not like I'm doing it with heavy metal music playing in the background.
So they don't even know how to get back to their family? You're covering their eyes.
That's the whole point of driving them 5 miles. All right. I do that so they don't have a heart attack when they're in the car.
What does your wife, Alicia, think about this?
Oh, she is not thrilled.
Well, yeah. That rabbit has a family out there somewhere.
I asked her whether or not she was sad, and that's immediately where she picks up.
Is that the way it works, that rabbits really stay with their family?
Do you ever use Google? Yes, they do. They den with their families.
I mean, obviously they've been a nuisance in the yard. What would you rather have me do with the rabbits?
I don't know. Find a way to keep them out of the yard. They are a big problem. Like, they're a huge problem in our yard. But I can't sleep. I just keep thinking about where that rabbit's sleeping. That rabbit's got nobody now.
Yep.
What if he got there and he hooked up with his old friends?
I don't think it works like that.
Make me sad.
You should be sad.
I mean, this has been 4 days now. Four days my wife is still talking about this. She was the one that told me that there was a rabbit in the cage and that I had to drive him. I drive him, I come back, and she's sad in bed.
Yeah.
And she starts reading me stats about how bunnies live with their families and that, you know, and she wanted to show me pictures.
Yeah. All right. Five calls says it all. Is Raven a bad person because he delivered this poor, innocent bunny who has done nothing wrong to anyone except live in the wild like he was born to do?
The wild, my backyard.
Still.
The dogs are eating it.
Yeah. Driven 5 miles away. Is he wrong for doing it? Five calls says it all. What do you think? Would you have let these bunnies live in your yard? 1-800-330-9999. Switch to Cricket for fast and powerful nationwide 5G on all plans. Smile, you're on Cricket. Five Call Says It All. Is Raven a bad person? Raven, explain what has happened.
We have a rabbit problem in my yard. We've had a rabbit problem for the last few years. They come in, they defecate all over the place. The dogs come out, they eat it, and it's cause for health concerns because we've got other rodent control in the area too.
So what did you do?
So over the last couple of years, I've used Have a Heart traps. I capture the rabbits, and then I drive them to a lovely meadow. Also a place where we go to walk our dogs from time to time, and I release them there.
5 miles away from his home, separating these rabbits from their families and their dens.
I mean, if that's what's going on there, I'm not picking them up when I see them, like, you know, carrying a baby on their back or anything like that. I try and keep them very calm. I cover the cage when I transport them. Either way, my wife says that it's heartbreaking. She's upset.
Right.
She doesn't have another solution. She would like magically to keep them out of the yard, but it doesn't really work that way.
Five Call Says It All. Is Raven bad for basically just breaking up a happy rabbit family?
Oh.
1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you're pretty horrible. This is the time of year that rabbits start to den and they have their babies. And if you take a mom away, the babies are going to die.
I mean, how does that make you feel?
It's a little hypocritical because you say you like animals.
I mean, he loves animals, and that's why I could not understand why he was doing this.
I might not love animals, but what am I supposed to do? One animal is going to make the other animal sick.
You have to give up your house and let the rabbits live there.
That's what, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Jennifer. I agree with you.
Jose, what do you think? Am I a terrible person?
Yeah, I'm with Raven. He's trying to take him out all of him.
Right. I mean, I at some point when the animal becomes a nuisance, you have to do something about it. Listen. I love Yellowstone, okay? I'm not a rancher. I think wolves are majestic creatures. But if they come down, they start eating the cattle, what's next? All right? We got to do something about it.
Jose's with you. Just load up the cars filled with bunnies and just bring them miles and miles
away. I mean,
away.
I would take them all together if I
could.
At least
he's not eating them, you know.
That's right. I'm not eating them. Which, by the way...
Well, my family's Italian. Of course we eat rabbits. That's what we do.
See?
Karen, Five Call Says It All. What do you think about Raven?
I think it's probably the most humane thing you can do is by transporting the animal to a more safe place because you don't want your dogs to hurt them.
Thank you. One of my dogs is very fast, and if he gets a hold of one of those bunnies, like, there's no telling what he will do. I can tell you right now, there'll be blood involved.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, I take them to a very nice meadow. It is a protected area. There's wetlands nearby. I mean, I thought about it a bit. I put some thought into it.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen.
I've seen other bunnies there also.
Okay, good. Yes. They live everywhere. Shannon, what do you think? Is Raven a terrible person?
No, I am 100% on Raven's side today. My dog does the same thing. We have bunnies that come in our yard, poop all over the place. He goes outside, gobbles it up. And I have 3 vomit stains on my carpet because of it.
Oh, it's awful. See? I mean, it's like, they love it. It's like chocolate chips to them. It's just absolutely terrible.
That's good. We get it. Michael, Five Call Says It All. Was Raven wrong to relocate these rabbits that just wanted to live in his yard a happy life?
I don't know if he's wrong to remove the rabbit, but relocating it was definitely the wrong choice. That rabbit definitely got eaten by a hawk or something. There's no way it was going to survive. Like, so you should just let the dogs get it, but I get it.
Oh my God.
Have it in your yard.
Wait a minute. So,
what?
So, I mean, it's better to. I mean, listen. At least the rabbit, it's like going to Vegas. All right, he's got a chance to throw those dice. Maybe he gets eaten by a hawk. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he finds a brand new place, has a great time. Feed him to the dogs. That's not cool.
Oh.
That's not cool.
I mean, it just seems like a fool's errand to relocate is what I'm saying. Like,
yep.
Don't worry about it. Let nature take its course.
Oh, man.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big.